Suddenly, he stopped. A cold draft was swirling around his feet. He was just deciding that he hadn't pulled the bedroom door tight shut when something else caught his attention. Below him in the darkness, a faint click sounded, and almost immediately the draft around his feet died away. Ken's hand moved swiftly then. His fingers found a switch, and a hall light snapped on. Ken took the two descending steps to the turn in a single, quiet leap. But before he could start down the rest of the flight, he heard another click from downstairs and felt another surge of cold air around his feet. A third mysterious click sounded just as he reached the bottom of the stairs. Ken snapped on all three switches on the wall of the lower hallway. The hallway itself, the living room, and the sun porch all became brightly illuminated. But the light revealed nothing to his searching eyes. The rooms looked just as they had looked some time before when the Allens and Holtz had gone upstairs to bed. He went through the dining room into the kitchen and into the pantry, turning on all the lights as he went. But nowhere was there any sign of disturbance or of an intruder who might have been responsible for those clicking sounds. Ken shook his head. Was I dreaming? I certainly thought I heard something down here. And it sounded like the front door opening and closing. Finally, he turned off all the lights, picked up his book, and started back towards the stairs. But at the foot of them, he stopped. That cold draft around his feet couldn't have been a dream. Ken moved swiftly to the front door. It was securely locked. He started for the kitchen door and then turned back. He snapped on the front entrance light and pulled the curtain away from the glass panel in the door in order to peer out. His breath caught sharply. Footprints stood out clearly on the snow-covered porch. And through the veil of falling snow, for as far as the light penetrated, he could see further footprints on the porch steps and on the flagstone walk that crossed the lawn to the sidewalk.